It's At The Tone with DJ Frederick. Muir bathes in the Great Salt Lake, a tune by Man Meets Bear from his new cassette Temples of Zion. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to At The Tone on the Global Voice, featuring music for libraries and lava lamps, a mix of dusty grooves, easy jazz, and a tinge of psychedelic pop from the 1960s through today. Now, something I don't typically do on At The Tone is play an entire album, but I'm going to bend that rule right now, playing you the entire LP of Astro Sounds from Beyond the Year 2000 by 101 Strings, recorded back in 1969. A space odyssey in the beat of today with the far out sounds of tomorrow's uncharted trip beyond the now generation. That was 101 Strings with Astro Sounds from beyond the year 2000, released on Alshear Records back in 1969. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to At the Tone on the Global Voice.
If you want to listen to the latest editions of all our programs or download them for listening on the go, check out the Program Gallery, part of the Global Voice's website at www.theglobalvoice.info. That's the Global Voice, all one word, .info.
Vous écoutez La Voix Globale, radio pour tous.
You're listening to the Global Voice.
This is Bird Note. Carolyn Ohl dug and dammed a small piece of the southwest Texas desert to make an oasis for birds. She met Bird Note contributor Alex Chadwick at her home near Big Bend National Park.
Okay, when I bought this property, like in 1977, it had a couple of wells and we got a little bit of water, but not much.
Carolyn's husband was at the Terlingua property one day in the rainy season almost 20 years ago. And during an evening storm, the two of them watched the nearby arroyos fill.
Just like a wall of water would come rushing down in a rain like a flash flood.
And they began to talk. What if we could save that water, hold it somehow? They dug a great space for a pond and braced and coated the surface and braced some more. At last, they had a dam and a channel that led to the pond.
But it's an engineering marvel to just watch a wall of water come down here and all of a sudden everything's full and all the water's going where it was supposed to go.
Writing about the oasis, she confessed that the water has come to mean more to her than anything. It's bigger than my grandkids, she says.
I'm afraid so. That's right. Yeah, it comes first to me. Because without it, I would have to give up on my habitat. If I gave up on my habitat, what would I do? How long would I be happy sitting in the city rocking my grandkids, you know? Not at all. About a day.
For Bird Note, this is Alex Chadwick. Funding for Bird Note's series from Big Bend came from Dee Dee and Rusty Rose. Thank you.
And welcome back to At the Tone. I'm DJ Frederick, and you're listening to The Global Voice. Mr. Claudio Cataldi with Mr. Claudio Cataldi in a tune called Power Plant Alarm from his single An Age of Lies. Before that, we heard Bells and Whistles with Kirmazi, and I hope I'm not massacring that pronunciation, from the Bells and Whistles LP available on Bandcamp. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to At the Tone here on the Global Voice, exploring cinematic soundscapes, psychedelic pop, library music, and more. If you have any musical requests, please feel free to email me. My email is frederick@christiannewage.com. That's frederick@christiannewage.com. You can also find the group on Facebook. It's just called At the Tone.
The word amateur, it can mean a lack of skill, but today's amateur radio operators provide skilled emergency communications when the chips are down simply because they want to be of service to the community. Dependable, reliable, free of charge. Amateur radio emergency services operators are amateurs in the best sense of the word. Join us.
Here's a program from our archives.
We're listening to an historic recording of the ivory-billed woodpecker, a strikingly beautiful bird not seen in the United States since the 1940s. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the pulse of the planet.
The bird's population has declined for a number of reasons, but the primary reason is the same reason why most of our endangered species today are endangered: loss of habitat.
Jerome Jackson is a professor of biological sciences at Mississippi State University.
This is a bird that required extensive mature forests, and man has used those forests. We have fragmented them. We have broken them up for our cities and towns and roads, and that has destroyed the habitat for the birds. The second reason why the birds have declined is because of overhunting. At the turn of the century, there was a price on this bird's head. Collecting birds and their eggs was a hobby, and there were magazines whose sole purpose was for the sale and exchange of birds and eggs, and people sold ivory-billed woodpeckers. Over 400 specimens were collected within about a 20-year period at the end of the 1800s, early 1900s. The ivory-billed woodpecker is really just the tip of the iceberg. It's a symbol. We're probably going to lose it. We may already have lost it in North America. But I hope that we can learn by its demise that old-growth forests have unique properties that some species absolutely require, and without the old-growth forest, those species will go. The spotted owl in the Pacific Northwest, the red-cockaded woodpecker in the southeastern United States are endangered species that are much better off than the ivory bill, but their populations too are declining, and perhaps in another half century they'll be gone, unless we've learned the lesson well.
This archival program is part of our 30th anniversary celebration. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Thank you. Ici, la voix de la fraternité africaine.
This is the voice of African brothers. Ici, la voix de la fraternité africaine.
The Kingpins with Ode to Billy Joel. Before that, we heard Sean Lee and the Soul Surfers with a tune called Four-Track Mind. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and I've got a four-track mind, or maybe it's an eight-track mind, here on At the Tone, digging through the dusty crates of music for the mighty mellow.
Hi there, I'm Devon from Canada. Are you a guide hearing your service dog? Would you like to be someday? Perhaps you belong to a human who is a real dog lover. Alrighty then. I suggest that you invite your human to come, sit, and stay on the third Friday of each month at 1730 UTC for Spotlight on Assistance Dogs. It's a busy half hour of interviews, articles, music, and poetry about guide, hearing, and service dogs. That's Spotlight on Assistance Dogs at 1730 UTC, right here on the Global Voice. Check the website for repeat times or the program gallery to hear the show again. Chow time!
תמאזינים לגלובל וויס, הרדיו הכי טוב, באינטרנט ובכל העולם.
This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to At the Tone on the Global Voice.
Thank you.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of At the Tone. This is DJ Frederick reminding you, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.